Welcome to Live in Vibrancy Podcast, where I strive to be the comfort and inspiration for those that want to live a more vibrant and prosperous life. You tell people how to treat you based on how you treat yourself, setting the tone for what you want to accomplish through the eyes of a false reality. The reality that sells a dream of your anxiety builds confidence, and your depression tells you your identity, projections, reflections. Hey, it's Liv from Live in Vibrancy. Here's a quick word from our sponsors before we get our discussion started. Hey, welcome to Live in Vibrancy. My name is Liv. And today we're going to be talking about projecting insecurities, or just projection in general. With my experience that I've personally put out there, along with what I've seen from other people, is a lot of the times we see a mirror effect in other people, and they show us a lot about ourselves that we might not have noticed. Or they show things about themselves that they're not completely comfortable with their reactions to what we may have going on. So, for example, I might have an issue with my body. I might not like the way that my shape is or anything like that. So, someone that has the shape that I would desire to have, I would look at them and I would criticize what they're wearing or their confidence and try to, I guess, tear them down to bring them down to my level, to make myself feel better because they're where I want to be. But at the end of the day, I'm not trying to put forth the work to get myself to that point, if that makes sense. And then with my own personal experience with it, I guess you could say done the same thing. I've put myself in a situation where I reacted based on feeling like I needed to be defensive towards something that someone's saying because I don't want to accept constructive criticism because I don't like for anyone to tell me about myself or whatever the case was at that time. I'm not there anymore mentally, but during those times I did shut out a lot of people because of my own personal insecurities of myself. I felt like I already am hard on myself. Why would I want to sit here and allow somebody else to be that same way with me? And that's not fair, because some people actually genuinely do care about us and want the best for us and are able to see things about ourselves that we might not be able to see, but we shut them out or shut out chances of personal improvement or just improvement in general with other people or relationships because we're stuck in our ways in a lot of ways. Projecting isn't just a negative thing, but it is also a good thing in a way. Once you get to a point where you stop looking at everything as the glass is half empty instead looking at it as half full, you're able to look at the brighter side of things. And it's not to say that you're ignoring the negativity or choosing not to be logical or whatever the case may be, because I used to believe that that's what positivity and optimism was. I used to feel like it's choosing to live in a fairy tale land and nothing can go wrong and nothing's wrong, blah, 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 which there's a lot that is wrong with the situations that we might be in or just the world in general. The world is in an interesting place. So with that, if we're choosing to add to the negativity, then how are we actually improving or allowing positive things to come into our lives? We're not even opening ourselves up to be welcoming to that. So projecting a sense of positivity and a sense of open-mindedness and being open-hearted to things, it shows that we're showing the world and everyone around us that this is a standard that I hold myself to. Yes, it's not always perfect, but I am accepting of that, and I'm also accepting of greater things and not willing to sit and dwell in the things that I can't fix or control, or that I know that I'm not able to contribute to the world right now. You have to focus on the things that you are able to control and not the things that are out of your control, because if you're chasing after something, okay, so like if you're chasing a car, this car can go 100 miles per hour. So it's going 100 miles per hour, right? And you're trying to chase it down the interstate with your little bitty legs trying to chase this car. You're not going to reach it because it's out of your control to get to that point. It's in the person's control that's driving the car. You're only in control of whether or not you need to let it go without you, or to continue to chase it and exhaust yourself with the possibility of getting to that point. It's not to say that you shouldn't chase things that are worth having, but we have to weigh our pros and cons with that. Is it actually benefiting me to chase this thing or these people or this job or whatever the case is? Or is it taking away from my goals and my dreams and my mood? Is it changing my mood? Like, it's so many things that I feel like we don't pay attention to, or I personally, I know that I didn't pay attention to until more recently, because I felt like this is where I need to be right now, so it is what it is. But for the most part, we have to try to pay attention to those things, because at the end of the day, those things are what make us who we are. And if we keep taking away from ourselves for the satisfaction of others or for the satisfaction of fitting a certain description, even if it's not fitting for us, then we're not gonna find fulfillment or happiness in that. So if we're not happy, we're gonna continue the cycle of projecting those negative things because we don't feel like we deserve better. And we do deserve better. We deserve the world and then some. But it's also a situation where change can't happen overnight. It can, but it shouldn't be forced. Like, if it's meant to happen overnight, it'll happen. If it's meant to happen 10 years from now, it'll happen. And we can only worry about the present and what we can control right now. I don't want to keep rambling or repeating myself. I just wanted to come on here and share that with you guys, because a change of projection is a change of perspective and a change of mindset. Your mindset plays so much into literally everything in your life. So, yeah. But I hope everybody's doing good, and I hope you have a wonderful day. Bye.